And now to a story that may not be suitable for some younger listeners. Law enforcement officials in South Florida are rethinking the way they investigate sex trafficking cases. They thought the problem was an imported one, that the victims were being brought into the state from places like Asia and South America. But authorities have discovered that they have a homegrown problem, and one much bigger than they imagined. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WLRN's Wilson Sayre reports.
For the second night in a row, this world-famous South Beach strip club is closed, and not by choice.
The strip club is in big trouble after police learned a 13-year-old girl was being forced to work there. CBS.
Held without bond, 18-year-old Dwayne Ward is far away from the 13-year-old girl police say he and his two buddies sold for sex.
The stories about that 13-year-old girl police found recently dancing at a Miami Beach strip club put human trafficking front and center in the minds of South Floridians and struck a chord for Katarina Rosenblatt. She says she was also 13 when she was recruited into a trafficking circle at the swimming pool of a South Beach hotel where she was living with her mom.
This recruiter came across as an older sister and somebody who I could trust. One day, she would introduce me to her pimp. He said I could call him daddy. Daddy. I mean, those were the holes that I had because my father was abusive.
Rosenblatt says she was forced to perform sex acts for 4 years. That was over 20 years ago. Today, she runs a support group for trafficking victims called There Is Hope for Me. The Washington, D.C.-based National Human Trafficking Resource Center runs a telephone hotline, and the group says Florida ranks third in the nation for the number of calls they receive reporting potential human trafficking cases.
When I heard that number, I had not heard of any criminal cases involving human trafficking victims.
Catherine Rundle is a state attorney for Miami-Dade County. She also heads up the county's human trafficking task force.
So clearly, we weren't looking at the issue, at the problem, at the victims in the correct way. Our vision, my mistaken belief, was that the real issue was about young people from foreign countries, Singapore, the Philippines, and my perception was that that was the issue. They were coming in through trains and boats and captive.
A misconception among Rundle and her staff.
What we discovered was we had these cases. We had these victims. For our community here, it is 90% local people. They're our own boys and girls in our own neighborhoods.
Rundle says about half her cases involve victims under the age of 18, which means making a case against a trafficker harder. Victims are less likely to come forward against the perpetrator.
Their brain isn't developed. And so these predators are incredibly adept, and they're always older. And they've completely twisted their brains into believing, I'm your boyfriend, and you owe me this, and I love you, and it goes back and forth.
Rundle says drug addiction or previous abuse also puts older people at risk. That was the case for a woman we're calling Joy. She asked us not to use her real name. She was in college in Boca Raton, living in a dorm, when she became a trafficking victim.
At first, in the moment, I really didn't think of it as trafficking. I just kind of saw it as, well, this is my life, so may as well just suck it up and do it.
Joy says she spent half a year performing sexual favors for friends of a guy she met who told her he loved her. She left Florida to get away from him, but eventually came back to the state to prove to people she could change. Now she's looking for a job that will let her help other people in similar situations.
Bring voice to whatever people don't want to deal with, but kind of put it out there and stick it on their faces so they have to deal with it.
And sticking human trafficking in people's faces is what Miami-Dade State Attorney Catherine Rundle says is the most effective way to combat it. Even though law enforcement has been trained to know what to look for, they still rely on tips from family members or suspicious neighbors to see the warning signs in potential victims.
Dropping out of school, a runaway not living at home, age.
Florida legislators are also trying to address the issue. 2 years ago, the state passed its first law empowering local authorities to make arrests in human trafficking cases. And last year, Florida also passed the Safe Harbor Bill, establishing a plan for what to do when they find a victim. Rundle's office went from pursuing zero cases of human trafficking 2 years ago to 107 filed criminal cases last year. For Here and Now, I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.